Sports Time Radio. All sports, all the time.
Here we go with the Monday edition of Sports Time Radio. I'm the Big Jack. With me is Dan the Man. Yeah, I know we're a little early, but, you know, that happens. Hey, if you'd like to call into the podcast, 646-478-3753 is the number to do that. If not, feel free to email us, sportstimeradio@hotmail.com. Anything else you need, head on over to sportstimeradio.com. Now, you know, the blogs go up on Wednesdays and Saturdays, but go on and stop by there anyways just to see what's going on. You never know what might pop up. Oh, of course, while you're at sportstimeradio.com, go ahead and hit that link. Get yourself over to the Sports Time Radio Facebook page. If you could like that while you're over there, we'd greatly appreciate that. But don't forget, we also have the Twitter feed, which is at Sports Time Radio. Now, Dan and I are on Twitter as well. I am at Burke Time, and Dan the Man is at? Oh, no, did I lose him already? We just got started. Did I lose Dan?
Dan's the man with three days.
I'm like, damn, did I drop? Did he drop off already? I'm like, we just got going. Oh. Yes, it is. It's a lovely, lovely Monday. So that's where we are. But, you know, we did have two football games yesterday, I should say. Well, I guess technically one of them did go into last night. But, you know, we got to decide who's going to the Super Bowl. So we will have the San Francisco 49ers and the Kansas City Chiefs. And, Dan, I got to tell you, wasn't impressed with either game, you know, again last night. I mean, it was just kind of blah. I don't know. Maybe it's just me.
I was tied up, so we were out to dinner for my mom's birthday, and you know how that goes. The game was on, but we're catching it as you can.
Yeah. So, you know, and I mean, it was kind of, you know, it was interesting to see the Titans jump out and get, you know, the big lead. And, you know, then it wasn't really a big lead. I think it was just 10 to nothing after, you know, last time. You know, I think they gave I forgot who they beat the last time, but they gave them a bigger lead. But, yeah, it was just kind of, you know, not interesting football. I mean, unless you're a fan of the Chiefs or the 49ers, you know, the Packers didn't play very well, or I guess maybe we should just say the 49ers played that well that, you know, the Packers didn't look that good. So, but yeah, so we're all set. But I did want to ask you, because I noticed this quite a bit online, and then when I was at work today, there was a lot of this morning. You know, obviously the area I live in, you know, isn't all that far from Wisconsin, so we get some transplants in my area that were, you know, born there, and they grew up as Packer fans and all that stuff, so, you know, they still root for their team. And what just kind of baffled me, and you know, I'm dying to kind of get your take on it. All the Bears fans today at work rubbing it in this guy's face that the Packers lost yesterday. Dan, how many playoff games did the Bears have this year that I missed?
100. It doesn't matter, I guess. You know, I've seen the posts on Facebook, you know, all the nicknames and all that. Yes, you know, yeah, at least the Packers didn't win, which, I mean, that's cool, but sometimes it's like our team didn't even make it, so what are you bragging about? Bragging about losing?
You know, like, I have no problem if you want to, you know, you should root against the Packers if you're a Bears fan. You know, like I know my, you know, I was talking to my buddy at work, and like he said, he's rooting against the Chiefs because he's a Raider fan. Well, you know, no problem. It makes perfect sense. That's how your fandom should kind of go. But yeah, I mean, just the sheer jumping on and kind of attacking these guys, and it's like, guys, you know, slow your roll here a little bit, because the Bears didn't even have a chance to win the Super Bowl. At least the Packers got in, and they won a game. So it just kind of made me chuckle when I was like, "Wait, what are we doing here? They won. Why are we killing? You know, are they?" You know, they're in the playoffs and you're not. Why are we killing whatever's going on here?
Well, that's what you're supposed to do, opponents loss.
Yeah, you know, like I said, I mean, that's fine until you start, you know, getting stupid and almost like gloating that, you know, they lost. And it's like, moron. Hello. I don't know. Maybe it's just me. I just thought it was kind of, you know, yeah, I don't know. Yeah, just kind of ridiculous, I guess, more than anything else. It's like, you know, okay, great. They, you know, they got beat, which is what you would want. That's cool. But, you know, otherwise we're just kind of, you know, over the top with it. And it's like, hello, what's the issue here? So, but I don't know, you know, and then I don't know about you, cause I actually missed out on this. I forgot, being that it's, Martin Luther King Day, the NBA would have early games, so I had a Black Monday for my lineup. What did you do fantasy wise?
You should be setting that at 2 in the morning or whenever you get home in the morning.
Yeah, you know, I didn't think about it this morning. It just kind of slipped my mind. So.
Oh, it looks like most of my guys aren't starting till 4. But, you know, Derek Rose was in, so he's got me up 8 to 2.
Yeah, you know, luckily I had a full lineup because everybody is playing, but I didn't have what you would say would be my best lineup. You know, so at least I'll get something out of it. So, you know, like it won't be a total loss like it could have been. But yeah, it's, you know, it's okay. I'll manage.
It is what it is. You can't change that, right?
No, you know, I mean, just one of those, you know, one of those, my, you know, and yeah, obviously it's all my fault, you know, my just kind of complete stupidity, because I saw that they were playing, and I, like I said, I just kind of spaced them off. I was like, wait, what? You know, like I knew there were, you know, I think there was only like one hockey game or something, maybe two hockey games, but I don't think I had anybody playing, so I wasn't overly concerned about that. It was just like, you know, oh, okay, I got to get the basketball done. And, you know, and again, you know, I'm still in that role with hockey where no matter what I do, I just can't seem to beat anybody. So I don't know what's going on. I mean, like I did, at least I only lost 6-9 last week, which is, you know, good for me, but I'm still floundering in 17th place. How are you doing any better? I know you were kind of back there with me.
I don't even look at the standings anymore. I did pull out a squeaker, and, you know, by a point this week, I think it was like 8-7, something like that. Let's see real quick. It was Yeah, 8 to 7. So, you know, that kind of helps boost me a little bit into the 16th place. So, you know.
Yeah, so you're the team right in front of me. So there you go.
So it's been an interesting league, but you know, like we've discussed before, it's competitive as can be.
Yeah.
So it's not a bad thing. It's just you and I are going to have to do some serious rethinking in the off season or coming up. Otherwise, we're going to have to kick ourselves out of this league.
Yeah, I did finally get that trade where the guy wanted my best for one of, you know, some bench guy. So at least I finally got that to pop out. Oh, okay, there it is. Yeah. Yeah, so like my team isn't bad enough. Like I can give you this guy for, you know, for nothing. So. Kind of like, yeah, great. Here we go.
But, you know, speaking of fantasy, I know you were still doing some fantasy for football. Did you make out with anything, or how did that turn out?
If you want to call it that, I told you, I had the 12th pick in a 12 team draft, and you know, if it was obvious. The entire league, it wouldn't be bad, but when you're in a, you know, a fantasy thing like this, it's ugly. And yeah, I'm taking a beating. I was currently going into this weekend, I was in 11th place out of 12 teams. So that was very exciting. And then I did get 2 touchdowns out of Tyreek Hill yesterday. So at least I had that going on. But, yeah, I just, you know, I knew I was kind of in a hole coming into it. And sadly, I just didn't improve. You know, it just kind of continued that way.
Now, is that, are you done? You're out for the count, or do you still have some hope on Super Bowl Sunday?
You know, I have 2 players left, which is actually not bad considering I have Tyreek Hill and Kittle. So, you know, there is an opportunity, but I would need them to have monster games. And, like, humorously, I thought maybe I could fall back into things if I could get, you know, decent games. And obviously 2 touchdowns out of a receiver is a pretty good game. So I thought, okay, well, if I could get a decent game out of George Kittle, you know, maybe I could move up to where I could contend for 3rd place and at least get my money back. Yeah, he had 1 catch yesterday. So that ended really quickly. They've been really good about sending out updates. So when I, you know, if we remember when I get an update, I'll let you know how it's going. You know, and I can tell you how Mr. Fantasy is doing as well. So. Yeah, just not a hugely successful off season for me so far. So.
Now, you guys did your own things, even in the same league, or?
Yeah, he decided this year he wanted to split us up because he thought it would give us a better chance to win, and they needed one more team. So, you know, he thought, oh, well, let's split us up for a change. And obviously, it didn't matter. Even though he had a good drafting position, he had number 2. I knew where I was picking. I had no hope because by the time it got to me at 12, there were nine quarterbacks gone already. So, you know, there was, you know, just kind of slim pickings, and that's why I didn't even take one. I think my last pick was a quarterback. There was no rush to jump up and go get a guy after that. So I just kind of waited, and, you know, I was like, oh, okay, let's see how it goes.
Now, with your wonderful review of this week's playoffs, what kind of Rudy interest do you have in the Super Bowl?
I guess you could say I'm interested in it a little bit. I mean, it's the Super Bowl, so, you know, it's kind of like, oh, okay, cool. Let's see how it works out. But, you know, it's one of those things where I don't really have a favorite. You know, somebody I would be like, oh yeah, okay, I hope this team wins. I mean, it's really just kind of a matter of, you know, okay, you know, well, that's fine if this team wins or if that team wins. It's not a huge, you know, interest or anything to me. So.
Oh. Because you're waiting for the Shakira J-Lo halftime show?
Yeah, pretty much. You know, I mean, we got, you know, you got Demi Lovato singing the national anthem, which will be, you know, fantastic. And, yeah, then, of course, yeah, the halftime will probably be the best one ever. So, it should. You know, it definitely should be a good time.
You know, a little off topic, since you brought up Demi Lovato, I mean, she pretty much fell off the face of the earth after she made some kind of tweet and, you know, upset the world. Is this like her statement for comeback? Do you think she's going to make some kind of splash? And what kind of, have you looked up to see what kind of hedge bets, hang on, I'm throwing them all into one word. How many bets there were to be put on her? You know, I don't know.
I haven't quite started looking at the, you know, those little goofy parlays, you know, like how long the national anthem will be and, you know, those kind of funny things they do. I think you can even bet on, like, what's the first song Jennifer Lopez will sing. So, there, you know, I mean, when it comes to the Super Bowl, you can really – bet on, I mean, for anything from the coin toss to, you know, what the first play is going to be, you know, after the kickoff. So it's definitely a, you know, something Las Vegas or whatever, you know, wherever, since gambling is legal just about everywhere now, you know, you can kind of just go wherever you want, but it's interesting to see what some of the prop bets are, and, you know, maybe later next week as we get closer to the game, we'll pull a couple out and talk about them. So, you know, the fun stuff like that, but, you know, I don't know about all that stuff. I'm glad I'm not a, you know, as bad as I do at FanDuel, I'm just glad I'm not a gambler for a living, because I'd be sleeping in the gutter somewhere.
Wow. Can't do what you gotta do, right?
I give those guys a lot of credit. They've got it figured out, and I like we always talk about here, maybe if I had more time and it was kind of all I devoted myself to, I would be okay at it. You know, maybe I could scrape out a living, but yeah, just like with the time we have, you know, I do, you know, for hockey and basketball, I like to do the free you know, every now and then I'll spend a nickel or a dime here on a lineup just for fun, because I'm not into it as much as I am football or baseball. But, you know, since it's free, what the hell? And I've won some of my money back in basketball, you know, a dime here, a quarter there. Hockey just continues to be my weakness. I don't do anything there. But, you know, I'm it's okay. I'm looking forward now to baseball getting going so I can get back in the groove of doing that. And, you know, I had a positive football season on Sandy. You know, last year, you know, I played all 17 weeks. I spent a dollar a week and I lost $17. I didn't win at all last year. This year I had a much better year. So I'm a little happy about that. And the weird thing is, Dan, I didn't really change my strategy. It just worked better this year for some reason. So, I don't know how or why that happened, but there you go. You know, and you're still not in it enough to play regularly?
No, you know, sometimes I either don't hit submit and I don't know. It's just a lot with our regular FanDuel or the daily ones and then trying to keep up with the daily money fantasy.
Because I always send you the free stuff so you can get in on those.
Yeah, I try, but sometimes I get on a train and it's right before the podcast and then I forget to do it. And you know, that goes right after we get off, everything starts.
Yeah, so the tough part with it. But now I did hear, Dan, I believe it's actually tomorrow we're going to get to find out who's going into the Baseball Hall of Fame. So, you know, we'll have all the official votes and everything. Obviously, Dan, Derek Jeter's going in. I don't have any doubt whatsoever about that. First off, I guess what I want to know is, do you think he'll be unanimous like Rivera was? And then is there anybody else in your head that you think might go in with him?
Honestly, I don't think he'll be unanimous. And I think
there's a Red Sox writer out there who's not going to vote for him?
Or Miami. No, I don't, I just don't think he's going to be unanimous. I definitely think he's going in. But, you know, I mean, there's a large list of who could go in with him. So, I mean, it's kind of hard to say where they would go.
Yeah, it's not – what's the best way to put it this year? Not a standout class, I want to say, this year. I mean, there obviously are some remaining names that are still floating around out there, you know, Bonds, Clemens, Walker, you know, those kind of guys are still – you know, still hanging out there, but I just don't know. I'm not of the first year guys. Here they are. You know, it's Jeter, and here's the rest of the first year guys, Dan, and I just don't know, what they'll do here, and there's a few of them, so I'll run them off real quick. Bobby Abreu, Jason Giambi, Cliff Lee, Rafael Furcal, Eric Chavez, Josh Beckett, Brian Roberts, Alfonso Soriano, Carlos Pena, Paul Konerko, Joan Figgins, Raul Ibanez, Brad Penny, Adam Dunn, J.J. Putz, Jose Valverde, and Heath Bell are the first-year guys. I believe Soriano may have the numbers at some point to get in. You got to remember, at one point in his career, he was a 40-40 guy, I believe. But I don't think he's a first ballot guy, and none of those other names really jumped out at me as first ballot guys. Did you hear anybody you had to vote for that has to go in?
Well, like you, I'm on the belief that Soriano's going to get in. I'm not sure if it's a first-timer. I would think Konierko kind of deserves a spot, but we both know how that goes, and unfortunately the White Sox get looked over, so I think he'll be a later-class guy. There was somebody after Soriano that you mentioned that I think has a possibility of going in, but now I can't remember his name. I was trying to remember him as you were talking, but
was it Carlos Pena?
That failed.
Former Cubs, Carlos Pena?
No, it was not him. Might have been before him.
I actually did hear somebody try to make a case for Adam Dunn, and I was kind of like, wait, we're really stretching the sabermetric angle here, or whatever you want to call it, to try to tell me that Adam Dunn is a Hall of Famer. But, you know, like you said, I did hear some people campaigning for Konierko, and not just Chicago people. You know, you'd expect the local Chicago media to be in on him like they are. But there have been a couple national guys who have mentioned they think he has a shot down the road. But, you know, like a lot of these other guys, I mean, I remember these guys, you know. They were all obviously very good players, but I don't think they were Hall of Fame players.
No, and that's where I feel kind of bad for Abreu, even though I think he was popular. I spent a lot of time out there in Philly. I just don't think he was the Hall of Fame status. Maybe I'm wrong.
Yeah, you know, and I know, like, you know, Jason Giambi had a really good career, but you got to ask yourself how much of it was due to steroids. You know, he won that American League MVP, but he was all gassed up. So you know, that's always going to make you question where he possibly could be. So, you know, that, but yeah, I mean, like, it's all guys that I remember watching play and, you know, very intensely, you know, it's to that point where these guys were on the, you know, the field for the focus of, you know, my really getting kind of intense with baseball. So, you know, we'll see. But, you know, Kurt Schilling is the highest returning guy here, Dan. He had a 60.9% of the vote last year. You know, you need, I believe it's 75 to get in. Does he make the jump?
I believe he can make the jump. I don't know if he will, but
so,
I think there's going to be enough guys looking at him, especially with this roster, that might just kind of vote him in.
Yeah, I'm wondering with what has to be really a thinner ballot. You know, with Jeter being the only first-time guy on the ballot who's kind of a guarantee to go in, you know, I wonder if Schilling sneaks in. And then, as always, you know, you got to wonder how Bonds and Clemens are going to do. You know, slowly but surely they've been moving up the ballot. They were both over a little 59% last time. You know, I know there's been a big push for Larry Walker, but I heard his stat comparisons home and away when he was a Rocky, and that wasn't really impressive. So you've got to wonder how much Coors Field actually did kind of have to do with what he had going on. I mean, do you see any of those guys sneaking in, or, you know, at least do you think they'll improve this year?
I don't think so. I think it's going to kind of round itself out again.
So, yeah, you know, and it, I mean, obviously, you know, it'll give us quite a bit of, you know, quite a bit of banter to talk about as it starts to shake out. But, yeah, I believe they announced it tomorrow. So maybe by the time we get on air, we will we see what is going on. But, you know, I did notice, you know, here locally, you know, obviously we spend a lot of time with the local team. But, you know, the Cubs have made a lot of let's call it under-the-radar additions to the bullpen. But what I noticed, Dan, and I'm kind of surprised, is they haven't made an attempt to bring Pedro Strop back. You know, I read today he's drawing interest from four or five different teams. You know, I got to tell you, Dan, I hate the guy as a closer. I love the guy as a setup man, though. You know, I mean, he did a solid job when the Cubs needed him to close and they were in a tough spot. But as that seventh or eighth inning guy, I think he's hugely valuable. Are we just looking at the fact that the Cubs are so already over the luxury tax that, you know, Strope would probably want more? He made $6.25 million last year. He'd probably want a little more than that. He is 34. So he's probably looking for, you know, at least minimum 2-year, maybe even 3-year deal. Are the Cubs just afraid they don't want to pay any more luxury tax? You know, this guy's a pretty valuable bullpen piece.
Well, you know, there's, I think, two things to look at. You know, is Theo trying to do what he did to Dexter Fowler? You know, let him hang out there and at the 11th hour sign him to something? You know, just to let him test the agency, you know, the free agency market and see what's out there? Or is this kind of a way it's, you know, almost kill two birds with one stone? You let him go out there, and if he does get signed and, you know, issues come back like that to Ricketts, well, you know, you didn't want to spend any more money and we're up against the tax, so that's why we didn't sign him. You know,
yeah,
I know I put my foil hat on, but you always have to have two sides to a coin, so.
Yeah, the new update here I heard does actually include the Cubs as a team that's interested. They now have it as Marlins, Brewers, Cubs, and Rangers, who are the teams that seem to be in pursuit of this. So the Marlins have been on him the longest. I guess they've been chasing him for about a month now to try to work something out. So we'll see. You know, where he ends up. But, yeah, he is drawing, you know, some interest. And then, Dan, I can tell you the story that made me the happiest today. All right. I know you have no idea what it is, but you'll understand as soon as I say it. The Braves, Dan, they signed a pitcher today to a minor league deal that includes an invite to to Major League Baseball, to the MLB camp. Who was that pitcher, Dan? Do you know?
King Felix.
King Felix, yes it is. So the King has got a contract with the Braves to try to pitch one more year. So that made me very happy.
I mean, you know, not trying to. Do you think he'll be able to do it?
You know, honestly, I don't know. You know, the weird thing is when you look at it, you know, it's hard to believe that he's only 33. He'll be 34 in April. But he's been pitching in the majors since he's 19. And you just wonder, I mean, looking at it here, Dan, he's thrown over 2,700 innings. You just got to wonder if maybe the wear and tear is too much.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I'm just glad he's getting a chance to give it one more shot. You know, and who knows if he can get in and be the fifth starter or something. He could, you know, he could win some games on a good Braves team if he could keep them in the, you know, the game.
Yeah, now, and isn't he still under contract in Seattle? Technically?
No, he was a free agent.
Oh, okay. I don't know why I said
his contract.
2023.
Yeah, they sadly they decided not to bring him back, but I guess I guess it did kind of make sense. You know, they paid him quite a bit of money, hundreds of millions of dollars, and it was getting to that point. You know, he was 1-8 last year in 15 starts due to injury, and the ERA was over 6. He hasn't really had a good year in like 3 years, so I can kind of see, them deciding it was time to part ways, even though it is kind of sad. But, I'm glad he's going to at least get a look. Maybe if he doesn't make the Braves, he pitches well enough for another team to, to reach out and bring him in. So I'm happy about that at least. But all right, well let's knock this out while I'm thinking about it, Dan. I know you had a lot to do. It was your mom's your mom's birthday and everything over the weekend. But you did have a movie to watch, and I and everybody else picked Cool Runnings as your sports movie. We'll go with that. They're the story of the Jamaican bobsled team. So why don't you give us your review?
Oh, my review. I was thinking about this earlier, but Big Jack, are we going old school, thumbs up, thumbs down? You should go see it, or are we rating it stars?
We'll see. I mean, maybe we'll categorize it as something you would watch again if it was on and you flip past it, or
okay.
Something along those lines.
All right, so I tried to do some research, but then I just totally forgot and bailed on it to find out if there was any truth behind the Cool Runnings, which was the story of a runner who didn't make the Olympic Jamaican running team in the final hour because of one guy, some rich boy, dad owned the mansion on Jamaica or whatever, tripped and fell and knocked him over and another guy. So the only way to get in the Olympics was to have a bobsled team, which obviously there's snow and cold involved. And that's how they started their team, with no practice, but they found John Candy, who was a former 2-time Olympic medalist, who was stripped of his medals because he weighted down the bobsled, therefore cheating to win. Disbarred, so he's an alcoholic gambler who I think owned a bar. So they finally get him on board, and he comes to save the day, and they have the once they get to Canada for training and all that, they have the inevitable heel bad guy who knocks them at every turn and just, talks down to them and blah, blah, blah. And then they learn how to bobsled and then they win and blah, blah, blah. But I don't know, Big Jack, this was definitely never going to be watched again. I would quickly change the channel if it was on. It was just, I told you it was one of those I don't remember seeing more than once as a kid. And now I remember why. Looking back as an adult, if Disney was going to remake a movie, they should remake this one and maybe use some real Jamaican actors instead of American actors with really bad English accents that are trying to be Jamaican. It was just bad up and down. And it made them, they really made these guys, they truly stereotyped the Jamaican culture, I guess, and it was bad. Somewhere through the movie, they figured out that they weren't using Amon enough, so they started using that again. And it was just a bad movie. I would give it a thumbs down, half a star, whatever you want to call it, but would not be watching this one again. It was actually kind of difficult to get through. So, I was kind of disappointed. I didn't think it was going to be that bad, but it was bad. So, do you have any positivity to pull out of that? Did IMDb rate them well, or Rotten Tomatoes, or somebody?
Well, it is based on a true story with some liberties taken like a lot of these are. You know, like you saw the film, you know, when they crash in the film, they have them running literally at a world record pace. When they crashed in reality, they were running 24 out of 26 teams. So they weren't going, you know, like they said they were going there. You know, just one of those things. And in the film, the big thing they do is they have to borrow a sled because they don't have a bobsled. So they're loaned a sled. I think in the movie, it's the German team that gives them a sled. I'm not sure in reality if that's who actually gave it to them. But in, you know, the movie, they set it up where one of the nuts and bolts come loose in the control column because it's an older sled and it breaks. In reality, after looking at the crash and everything else, it was just deemed that the driver's inexperience and the fact that they were going too fast into the turn is what caused the accident. It had nothing to do with a bad sled or anything like that. But again, it's it's based on a true story, and to a certain extent they stuck with it. Not all, you know, it's just kind of how it goes with all these. That's kind of what you get. It does have a 77% rating on Rotten Tomatoes. 27 of the ratings are positive, only 8 are negative. So it does, you know, it does have a good, good rating there. It made almost $155 million worldwide. So
wow.
Yeah. You know, that was positive. And this was, what, 1993 the movie came out? So, it's an older movie. It only cost $17 million to make, so they made a big profit on it. But, yeah, you know, I know it's I'm trying to think what the best way to describe it. You know, like one of the things I read when I was looking at it, originally it was supposed to be a serious sports movie. You know, they wanted it to be a real kind of biopic on the bobsled team. And then, apparently there were, script issues and all the fun stuff that goes on with making movies. And it was decided that the production company decided it wasn't funny enough. And I'm sure, you having watched it, realized that they kind of turned it into a comedy. And I don't know how well it works as a comedy. So... You know, I mean, do you think you would have liked it better if it would have been an actual sports movie?
I think so. If it was more, I don't want to say dramatic, but a drama type story, I think that would have worked out a lot better. It just, it was bad. Dougie Doug was bad. I can't believe that they made that much money, to be honest.
Well, it's a feel-good story. It's one of those things. I mean,
yeah.
If you think about it, it would be a good movie to take kids to because, there's not a lot of violence. I don't think there's swearing in it or anything. So it would be something you could take your kids to if there was, nothing animated that, they would want to see. So I could see, I could see it making money. I know I didn't go see it in the theater when it was out. Did you happen to stumble into a theater back in 1993?
Probably not. Not unless it was at the $1.50 theater.
Yeah. But, yeah, so that's the start of our Dan's Driving segment on Monday. Now, as you know, what we do, Thursday we'll give you three movie choices for Dan. You know, and then you can vote. You can either vote on Twitter at sportstimeradio.com or just email us, sportstimeradio@hotmail.com, or go ahead and post it on the Facebook page, you know, if you're if you're on there. So you got three ways to, you know, to continue to vote for these. We'll give you three choices for Dan. You know, come up with something for him to watch over the weekend. Then he comes back on Monday like he just did and you know, gives us his review, tells us what he thinks of the movie, and we get to banter about it for a little bit there, and then we'll take it from there. So there you go. There's our first one. Well, you know, not the best way to start out, but hopefully we will we'll get something better this week. So look for your three choices on Thursday here. It's Wednesday.
Yeah,
Wednesday and Thursday, because Dan's not here on Friday. So, yeah.
No, I'm sure on Friday you and Schomburg, too, are going to have a – I don't know how you're going to combine all of that pre-Pro Bowl coverage into 1 hour. I mean, I know it's going to be brutal for you guys Friday.
It will be tough for him because I'm going to make him pick the game. So it's not so bad for me. And I can tell you, he did go 1-1 over the weekend. He was in the Packers' corner. He thought they were going to manage to pull off the upset, but unfortunately, not so lucky for him. To be fair, though, he is 6-4 in the playoffs, so he's on the positive end of things. And you know, overall, since I started making him make picks on Fridays, he's 79-36. So he's doing all right. But yeah, just he was buying that. So yeah, we'll see. I can't wait to see how that goes. And I did see the ad for the skills competition today. So I was like, oh, okay, that's kind of interesting. But I still don't. You know, again, this is one of those things, Dan. I don't even know if you could explain this to me, but the Pro Bowl does really good ratings every year. Are we just that hard up for football that we watch it no matter what? Or I don't understand it, because it's a horrible game for me to watch.
Yeah, well, you know, I think part of it is, you know, for those guys that have their basements or garages done up, can't sit around and, you know, get their buddies in the basement, or, you know, my brother-in-law's neighbor, the garage with the poker table and the foosball table and, you know, what's it heated.
Like your basement?
And then, no, not yet. It's not even close. But, you know, you kind of get all that stuff together, and I think it's an excuse to get everyone together. You know, the guys can hang out, the women can hang out. You got more than two kids, and they're all just somewhere else in the house. You know, hopefully they're not killing each other, and you can kind of take it easy and it's on. You know, I think that's honestly what I'm thinking about the Pro Bowl. It's just everyone kind of getting ready for next week, and you know, where you might just have a friend or two over on the Pro Bowl, where, you know, you're inviting, if you're hosting the party, you're inviting family and friends on the Super Bowl. So I don't know. I can't explain it. So I'm just trying to think of anything to justify it. You know, it's cold out. You know, there's nothing really
cold.
On.
So,
yeah, that's true.
Yeah, that's just one of those things that's just always been so baffling to me when, you know, you see the ratings and it just kind of, you know, it dominates. And I know for years, you know, Mr. Fantasy has always complained about it. Even when, you know, if you remember a long time ago, he used to pop up on Sundays here with me, and then he kind of disappeared. I don't know what happened to him. But, yeah, you know, it was just one of those things he would bitch about, and I'd be like, but, dude, it gets ratings. So – So yeah, I was just like, yeah, you know, I, you know, what can you say? It's just one of those odd, you know, odd situations. But yeah, you may have actually just had the best explanation I've ever heard for it.
Well, I mean, you know, it's that time of year. There's not a whole lot going on. It's just a hangout day, and
yeah,
you know, they probably do a lot better numbers before the Super Bowl than they would afterwards, because, you know, once the Super Bowl's over with, everyone's like, all right, NFL's over until they release the schedule where they do the draft.
See, but now we don't. See, but not this year, Dan. Not this year. Because we get the XFL.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, because they start, what, the Super Bowl is the 9th? I think they start the weekend after?
Yeah.
Or no, the Super Bowl is the 2nd. So, they start the weekend after. So we won't have to wait for football at all. We can jump right into the XFL.
Oh, I hope it works out this time.
You know, well, you know, I think, you know, if they're smart about it, like I was talking to Stu about this, I mean, if, you know, I don't know how many people remember it, but the USFL was actually successful. And interestingly enough, the thing that killed it was Donald Trump wanting to move it to falls in the Sunday and compete against the NFL. And you have to wonder if they would have just stayed where they were and stayed with, you know, their little niche thing they had going on. And, you know, there were guys, I mean, they're, you know, like, you got to remember, Jim Kelly started in the USFL. You know, Herschel
yeah.
Walker played there. I mean, you could go through a lot of name players that actually, you know, actually spent time in the USFL. So, yeah, it's, you know, if it's done right, you know, you got to think there's a chance they can hang around, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you would, it would be nice. And I don't even want to say, because with the way the competition goes today, I mean, an alternate version, I don't think it's so much that. It's just kind of keeping football alive and keeping the sports going, I guess. But and just to be able to see something different.
Yeah, you know, and I mean, again, as long as they don't get goofy, you know, and try to decide they're going to be competition for the NFL, because they're not.
Yeah.
You know, there's no way, you know, no way you're going to be able to compete with that. I definitely think they have a shot to be okay. So, you know, I will, you know, I mean, I'll, you know, like I said, I'll check out the first week and see how it goes. And, you know, if it's nice, I'll, you know, I'll come back for the second week. I'd probably be a little more vested if there was a Chicago franchise, but you know, you take what you can get. Who knows? Maybe, you know, maybe they'll add a couple teams, you know, in a couple of years or so. But
yeah, coming from the guy who roots for the Mariners and the Seahawks, worried about a Chicago
team.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I'm gonna root for the Seattle Dragons, okay, in the XFL. Just, you know, I picked my team, win, lose or draw, I'm going with the Dragons. So we'll see how that goes.
You know, I forget the list of teams, but I felt like the last time you ran them down that they were all kind of located in a little better climate than, say, Chicago. Am I wrong in saying
well,
that?
Well, there is a New York team.
Yeah, but that's
and there
York,
is a St.
You know.
So you know, let me see. I can tell you here where they are. Yeah, mostly when you look at it, it's Dallas, D.C., Houston, L.A., New York, St. Louis, Seattle, and Tampa Bay. So,
well, I guess D.C. isn't the best climate, but You know, St. Louis, I think, is a good one because you're looking at that market of a fan base that's had football in their town or their city twice, and it's been taken away both times. So,
yeah.
Or you know, maybe not twice, but, you know, kind of in the last 20, 30, 40 years, it's been there a couple times and been taken away from them. So I think it was a good spot going there. I don't understand the D.C. one, but you've got to imagine that has to do with something with investors, you know, and where they're located.
Yeah, and, you know, I am interested to hear it. It doesn't say, you know, the New York team is called the Guardians. And what I really want to know is, are they playing in New York or are they playing in New Jersey like the Giants and the Jets do?
What if they were using that same stadium?
Right. So that's what I was kind of interested in, is what they're where they're playing and how it's gonna work out there, because, you know, then in reality, you know, they can claim they're actually the only real New York team.
Yeah.
Oh no, sadly I found it here. I binged the New York Guardians and the stadium came up. They are playing in East Rutherford, New Jersey, just like the Jets and the Giants do. So they'll be using that stadium as well. No luck.
Is it, it's not the Meadowlands anymore, is it?
No, it's East, what is it, East Rutherford? I forgot what the heck they're calling it now. It's MetLife. So, is their sponsorship. So, that's where that's what they are at.
So I do see a special segment coming up in the next couple of weeks with your exclusive coverage of the XFL.
Yeah, I'm waiting for you know, I got to put that XFL fantasy league together so we can draft it and, you know, get going.
Oh, is there actually one?
Oh, you know, there was one for the AF. I saw one of the guys we had on Twitter, or we had on the show, the podcast, a long time ago, was in an AAF fantasy draft. So if they did one for that, you damn well know there's got to be one for the XFL.
I mean, do you even bother doing the draft, or do you just auto-pick that one?
You know, that's one of the ones you could probably do it for the first few rounds, but after that, I think even then, I would run out of knowing who these guys are. You know, because there are – that's the thing I like about this compared to the past, is there are names I know here that I saw play in the NFL, and – you know, I'm going to recognize these names. But, yeah, after, you know, you got to figure after four or five rounds, you know, would you know anybody else? <You know? laughs> So, yeah, I don't know. I'll have to look and see if there's some kind of league out there to you know, we can talk about and see if it pops up. But, yeah, I was just like, holy cow. Because I know you'd want to get in that league, right?
Not really, but yeah. Well, you know, I mean, if it's new to everybody, the chances of winning, even if it's 50 cents, I think it's highly increasing.
Well, this is like the basketball league. You won the basketball league this year because it was new to everybody. So, yeah.
FM radio.